Banter podcast with Cole and Jettis.
Right about now, ladies and gentlemen, I want you to get yourself and your soul together.
This man will make your liver quiver. This man will make your bladder splatter. Let's all welcome the world's godfather of soul,
Cole and Jettis.
It's Jettis, actually.
Yeah!
Up the rock.
Welcome to the General Banter Podcast, my guys, with your host today, Colin Gannis, as always. We're going solo again. I'm done with it. I've had enough of these interview podcasts, you know, sitting in there and being like, man, how do you write your bits and up?
Will you fuck up too?
Fuck that. We're done. Can you hear that? Yeah. I fucked it again. Oh, shit. Oh, I've got a censor one now. My anyway, we're about as terrible start. Should have started half an hour ago. My sister landed in there and just waffled a load of shite. I don't think these people understand how time sensitive, you know, just because they're like, this doesn't seem like a workplace. I can just sit here for half an hour. But listen, there's shit to be talked. Okay, we've got very important shit to be talked for these people of the Dead On Mafia. Before I get stuck into anything, let me just watch this video real quick.
Okay, what going on? The clothing. Charlene, you can find that dagger sat here, but I don't know. Okay.
And, you know, I just thought it would start. I just thought I'd get the ball rolling there. I mean, what? I have a few questions that, you know, if you're listening via audio, there's like a Japanese fella and then he's got his wee mate there in a skeleton suit and he is on a massage bench and I don't know what this guy's doing. He's poking him violently in the asshole and I don't know what he's looking to achieve there, because is he going like, we're releasing trapped gases here? Because I've had plenty of Japanese food in my life and there was no trapped gas. In fact, there was an excess of gas and fecal matter. There was, I would say, hard to keep a lid on, to be honest. But this guy seems to be struggling, and his friend there's just fingering his ass. You know, once again, one of those videos I play, and then I go, did I need to play that? But, you know, listen, ADHD! Let's get another look. How do you get at that job?
Okay.
I don't think, I'll be honest with you, I don't think that's the original audio. You know, the guy's mumbling through the desk. Anyway, I just thought I'd play that. Listen, we're jumping right in. Here's a baby farting. Now that's great. Sometimes I look at other people's babies and you know, I'm grateful for the fact that mine is, you know, when Eddie was born, quite cute, remains quite cute. Some people are giving birth to real fucking turnips out there, you know, and I know they grow out of it, but Jesus Christ, there is actually a little, what, I don't know what cartoon it is, but he's got the, like a little monster. Is it like a show about dinosaurs or something? I don't know. He's got like a wee cartoon dinosaur face. This podcast is off to the dogs immediately. See, before we start, guys, I just want to just do a quick plug for shows coming up. We have two sold-out shows. Say we, me. Two sold-out shows at the Limelight on the 28th, 29th of December. They're sold out. We added a second show. Hey, third show on the 19th of December. So we're filming the special on the 19th of December in the motherfucking Limelight. Oh, to think all those years back, you know, that it was never used for comedy. And then one day I said to Maureen, would it be fun to do a gig in the Limelight? And she went, info@limelight or something. Do you ever do comedy gigs? And now it's just a full, it's an economy. You're welcome. You're welcome, Limelight. So I will go in there and shoot a special for free. You know what I mean?
Will you fuck up too?
I'll do it. I'll do it against your will. So there you go. Here we are. We're riding solo. I wasn't able to really talk about it the other day, but you know, in the words of Alan Carr, what a week it's been. Maureen got into a horrible car crash right outside of our house this week. Which is a very strange scenario because she left and seconds later all I heard was gush, and I had to run out, child in hand. What's going on? And I don't know. It's one of those things. Of course, we went full CSI with it and being like, you know, how the fuck did this happen? What speed were you doing? Give me a look at those brake pads. You know, what were you doing on your phone, other drivers? But, you know, I think her dad said to me, he's like, listen, you could talk about it all the rest of your life. It's an accident. And I went, it is. Are you going to buy me a new Jeep? You know, I know accidents happen, but here, get me a motherfucking Jeep. So, and I'll tell you something about near-death experiences. What can you do? Do you know what I mean? Like, you literally just have to fucking, you just have to, it's like that Dave Chappelle joke. You just fucking jump up, walk it off and go, oh, well, another day. I've nearly died several days. Have you ever nearly died a couple times? Come off a motocross bike? Scrambler? Were you racing or were you just being a bad boy? Before you raced motorbikes? Man, you're the fucking, like the onion of just layers upon layers of stuff. Near died, many injuries?
I broke two ribs, broke a collarbone, but it was the way I fell off it, I just hit the...
You just hit the steer, yeah. The steering wheel. You just hit the steering wheel. That's probably why you crashed. Got a steering wheel and a scrambler. I've nearly died a bunch of times. You know, starting young, you know, fucking nearly drowned on a holiday. You know, nearly drowned on a holiday, sat at the bottom of the pool in Ibiza. My parents used to go to Ibiza for a family holiday. Slipped through a donut, just landed at the bottom of the pool for what felt like a long time until my dad eventually steaming, just jumped in the pool and pulled me out. It was probably seconds, but you know, you feel like I can remember just lying at the bottom of the pool looking at the top going like, any danger, boys? Any chance you could pull me out of here? Nearly choked on a gobstopper thing for quite some time. You know, I was sitting watching TV, someone gave me one of those big gobstopper things. Choked on it. Couldn't get it out for about 2 minutes. And my dad just thumbed it out like an ice pop. Poked up a load of blood. Horrific. Car crashes. I was in a car crash. Nearly went through the windscreen. But, and the lesson learned out of all that is you just go, hey, what can you do? Like, you just go, oh well, on to the next one. Same with Maureen, you know, smash. Horrible. I would have liked to have comforted her a lot better than I did. But you just have to be like, oh, you'll be okay. I'll take him to school in the morning, will I? I'll take the child to school in the morning. Do you want a McDonald's? Shout out to McDonald's. I think they have touched on that on a few ads, haven't they? You know, like, we're, no matter what changes in life, we're still here, you know? No matter what, you nearly die in a car crash, have a double quarter pounder. It's all good. Visiting someone in hospital, terribly sick, have a McFlurry. You know what I mean? You got to be in a real bad state to turn down a McFlurry, don't you? Like, they're always there. They're always open. Shout out to McDonald's, sponsor the podcast. Big cash. But yeah, that happened. It was insane. Insane week. But you just have to carry on. And if there's anyone works in like Toyota and Port of Down wants to sell me two Land Cruiser Invincibles with bull bars on them, get it going. Do you remember watching Top Gear one time and Davina McCall was on it? And you know, this is amidst the, you know, probably a whole climate crisis. And Clarkson's like, what do you drive? And she like grimaced and she went, I drive a Range Rover with the kids in it. And he goes, 100%. He's like, absolutely, you're loaded. You got fucking two or three kids. Get them in the fucking Range Rover, fuck. What are you going to do, like, put them in a Prius? Have them fucking smashed to pieces? Nah, put them in a god. That's me right now. I'm like, listen, the family can live in a shed, but we're driving around in a tank. That's what's going to happen. Fucking full-blown tank, sonar on it, you know, mirrors on places there shouldn't be, just to be safe, you know? That's what we're doing. So it's been a fun week. We're dealing with that. My throat's sore, but sure, nothing to complain about, really.
Up the Ra.
Speaking of Farage doing Up the Ra, we literally did that. Major car crash, straight into I'm a Celebrity. Right back to normal life. You know what I mean? Right back to fucking normal life. I have a funny feeling. I don't know if you're watching it, are you? Are you watching I'm a Celeb? No, I would never watch it if Maureen wasn't watching it, but I think Farage is starting to win the hearts and minds of the people.
I'm telling you.
You know, people are like, oh, you're a fucking asshole, Farage. And he goes, I am an asshole. I am. And people are going, fuck, well, I don't really mean it. Don't really mean it that much. Like, and he goes, I am sorry about everything. He had the tits out the other day, and people were like, your man Fred was like, do you have your nipples pierced? And he's like, Do I fuck have my nipples pierced? You fucking joking me. What am I, queer? But they were winding him up. It's good crack. But yeah, that's been my life. I mean, just life is hilarious. Like, it is so hilarious. Near death incident straight into I'm a celeb in a fucking McDonald's. Like, what else can you do? What else can you do? You know, when they finally wrap up this Gaza thing, they'd be like, guys, what do you need? Do you need houses? Or they'd just be like, man, just give me a fucking happy meal, would you? Oh, death to the West, except McDonald's. That's all, you know what I mean? That's all I need. That's all I fucking need right now. I mean, it's kicked off again. I don't know too much about it. Even though, you know, you like listen to loads of stuff about it and you're like, it's so in depth that I can't even begin to wrap my head around it. Because they talk about, you know, all the back and forths, like, oh, this happened and Israel offered, you know, Palestine this and they turned it down, blah, 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 and back and forth, and they give them all these chances and they fuck, and back and forth and back and forth. And you go back for years and then this happened in this settlement and blah, 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 blah. And then you go right back to, it just ends up in religious places where they're like, yeah, just, you know, God said I should be here. And you're like, oh, well, they'll never solve it then. They'll never fucking solve it. Do you know, they just have to fucking, I don't know what they're going to have to do. But shout out to Israel for just going, we'll give you a wee bit of a ceasefire, but I'm telling you, the second it's over, right back to business, baby. Right back to fucking business. Sitting there with a clock. 10, 9, 8, 10. It's just fucking. Shout out, man. Shout out. People are turning on them big style. But yeah, it's been an insane week. The boxing has continued. Still a professional athlete. And it got worse. It got worse in the second week. You know, I thought get 1 week out of the way. You know, maybe a bit nervous going to do some boxing. You know, learn how to breathe properly. And then, you know, you think you've got a bit of a foot in the door, and then we went the second week absolutely fucked. Absolutely fucked again. I decided to go with Mickey. And my phone's ringing, for fuck's sake. Decided to go with Mickey. And the week before, I'd maybe done like 6 rounds on the pads. But because Mickey was there and our trainer, Conrad Cummings, was basically like, you're doing a charity fight. Here's the rules. Don't get tired and just learn how to put your hands up. And if you can half throw a dig, you'll be okay. We're not learning really how to fucking get real shifty with it, you know. Just do this and don't be fucking knackered. So that's basically what we were doing. He hit a few pads while he was working. I would do a circuit, and I didn't hear the instruction properly. So he's like, right, he's gonna hit the pads, and he must have said it, but he's like, do 2 circuits of like 10 burpees, 10 kettlebell swings, 10 overhead press with 2 dumbbells, burn out the shoulders. I didn't hear him say 2, so I just went CrossFit Games on it, and I had done like 3.5 circuits, and I'm absolutely fucked. And then Mickey's first round of pads fucked him so hard that he couldn't even do the circuit. So I was like, I just blew out 3 goddamn rounds on the circuits here. And then like throw the gloves on, hit the pads. I was like, I have nothing for you. And he was, but this is what it's like. This is what the fight's gonna be like. You're gonna be knackered. And I was like, well, fucking cancel it. You know what I mean? Cancel it, because I was like, I don't like that feeling. He kept shouting at me for like throwing a combo and then walking away like Mark Hunt. Like, you know, like, it was like, like, I went, ga-ga, duck, bah. And then he's like, keep your fucking hands up. And I was like, nah, bro, that's a knockout. I was like, I don't know if you know much about boxing. I don't know if you know much about boxing, but that last one, I could just walk away, not even look back. Mark Hunt fucking walk off KO. Let me see if I can get an example of that. Let me see. Mark Hunt. Me and Mark Hunt, similar build. Mark Hunt. I wrote Hunt twice. idiot. So I've got CT already. I haven't even been hit. Let me see. Walk away knockout. Is that what they call it? Mm-hmm. Walkaways. Top five walk-off knockouts. Get a bit of dramatic music going. We do have similar physiques. Just, I don't know how you would describe it. Vaguely big. Zero definition. Here he is against Frank Mir. This will be me in the Ulster Hall in February. Just throwing full. Look at that. Just walks away. It's a good. Do you know what? It's a good tactic because I bet you he's knackered. And he went, dumb, and Frank Mir fell over, and he's like, I could jump on him and beat the fuck out of him, but here, I can't. I'm too tired. And then the ref just has to stop it. He's kind of like, well, I guess we are done. Which, you know, mark my words, Ulster Hall, apparently I'm fighting Talal. I'm going to walk up and go, ga-ga, hit him with a fucking two-piece. And then I'm just going to be like, he's had enough. It's psychological warfare. I'm just going to go, geesh! And he might stumble a wee bit, and then I'll just walk away and be like, nah, it's not safe to let him fight on. And the ref's going to be like, I guess he's right. And he'll call it off. And I'll be like, see, bro, can't even deal with the power. And then the corner. Just breathing like a fucking... What's he, Samoan or something? Jesus Christ. Them Samoan boys. Thick. Dramatic music. It is a tactic, like. Let me see. Jesus, knee to the head and everything. Oh, look at that. Pride was amazing, wasn't it? It gives him the old double knee drop. Bang, 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 bang. Shout out to the audio listeners listening to me watch fights. Besh, besh. That's it, man. What a tactic. That's my tactic. Yep, whoever I end up fighting, just know that if I land a punch, I will walk away like it's done you irreparable damage. I will just go, and then walk away. And that's your chance to get out. Because you don't want me having 30 seconds rest and come back with two more punches. That's all I can muster in a whole round. It's a good technique. But yeah, me and Mickey were at it and fucking, Jesus Christ. I mean, shout out. Mickey done the most Mickey thing I've ever seen, which was because we were down to one car. And I was like, sure, drive to my house. We'll take the new courtesy car, the X5. You know, we must have that good insurance because the courtesy car is a BMW X5. And everyone's like, oh, I lad, no, fucking sweet. No, let me tell you something, BMW drivers, scrap. Fucking scrap. No wonder you just drive like dickheads. It's literally a meme, you know, like fucking some BMW driver up your asshole. But yeah, we crashed our lovely Mercedes Jeep, which felt like it was made out of fucking metal and leather. And then I get in the BMW and I'm like, this is made out of fucking just old Game Boys or something. It's like plasticky shit. But anyway, I had to message Mickey and I was like, do you remember I said we'd take the X5? Tell Lai, you're just picking me up now. And he goes, no, but... And then he got to the house in the TT, which, I mean, he's not built for an Audi TT. So when he pulled up to pick me up, I was like, I'm going to have to fucking, can I just grab onto the roof like I'm bodyboarding? I can't get in this car. But he pulled up and did the most Mickey thing ever. Takes a little dirt devil out of the boot, like a little Hoover, and then Hoovered the passengers. I was like, that is Mickey Bartlett 101 there. He's such a crusty fucker that he carries his own Hoover to Hoover the seat. And he went, sorry, I had a wee pastry the other day. And I was like, did you sit on it? Like, what, you know, why is it so fucking crusty in there? And he's like, and also the most Mickey Bartlett thing ever to turn up full boxing shoes, Everlast shorts. Vest, you know, to go boxing. And then we did one round of pads and he goes, there's needles in my lungs I can't breathe. That's all. That's all. It's smoking and vaping. But you know what? Mickey's nifty enough, as they say in the business. Moving around, you know, head movement and all. That's not going to be my strength. My strength is not head movement because my head's attached to my body, and the body movement, not great. I'm fully banking on just walking someone into a corner, just covering up and just plying them slowly into the corner, and then hopefully just keeping my hand on their head and hitting them in various places. Because I'm not gonna move around the ring, box them off. I'm gonna Khabib them, I'm gonna smoosh them up against the cage, and just fucking like dirty box them. That's the tactics. But it was good crack. It's unfortunate that, you know, a lot of feeling great just comes after feeling absolutely horrible in a training environment. Terrible way to be. I know fucking Rogan and all them boys never shut up about it. Gotta make yourself uncomfortable. You're like, fucking no way, not gonna do that. But you have to book yourself a class in and have someone run you into the floor, and you want to be sick in the bin, and then you go home and you'd be like, I'm walking on sunshine today, I feel great. Why is that the only way you can feel like that? Do you know? Like you're about to die, and then you just, you know, you go home and you're like, oh, I've had a bagel now, I feel great. Feel fantastic. But anyway, it was good times. So that was my week. Boxing, smashing cars to bits. And then we went to McCarney's show in the limelight, which was great, actually. It was fucking fantastic. Guy's based, you know. Maybe had, I don't know whether he had like about half an hour material and was like, right, I've got a show coming up, I better do a bunch of work in progresses. And then writes like all this new shit, and it's like fucking unbelievable. And then he's absolutely the worst guy for going on stage, killing, and then coming off and being like, oh, boys, that was horrible. Oh, fuck me, that was horrible. You're like, what are you talking about, man? What bit was horrible? All the laughter at all the bits. Like, fucking grow up, will you? I ordered pizzas, like, while he was on stage. That's how bored I was. No. No, I was literally standing side of the stage freezing cold because you know it's the limelight and there's like a fire exit down the side, and I was like, man, I feel sick and like shaky and weird, and then realized I hadn't eaten all day and just ordered four pizzas. It's great. And then he got off and he had one bit of pizza. I was like, man, get into the party mode here. I know we're not drinking, but definitely eat nine slices of pizza. Fucking grow up, man. Sitting there all sad. Oh man, don't you hate when you go up and just kill wall to wall? Oh, fucking terrible. But it was a great fucking show. And that was it. Then just the standard Christmas business, you know, where your wife springs it on you out of nowhere. Just be prepared for that, guys. You know, if you're going out with someone and you're going to get married and, you know, you wonder what the future holds, it's a lot of bullshit things sprung on you when you least expect it, you know. Don't have plans. You know, don't expect to do anything you want to do. Just wait around for your wife to have just an idea that day, and then that's your day's work sorted, you know. You go to make a cup of tea. Oh, before you do that, let's put up all of the Christmas decorations. Let's drag them out of this crawl space here, covered in dust, and then just put this up for the next 4 hours. Maury was literally standing there in our, like, because we don't have an attic. We've got, like, the side of the house is, like, crawl space. And she opened the little side door and just went, like, get. And I went, what? And she goes, just get all that out. And I was like, I'm the biggest one in this house. Send a child in. You know what I mean? It's like fucking the door's about, you know, about 3 feet off the floor. I'm like, send in someone. You go in. Send in a smaller person. No, it's dusty and what if there's mice in there? Go in there and get it. And I'm like, get a smaller person. You know what I mean? I'm not built for mining. You know, if there was someone stuck down a mine or a well or something, don't send me. Send someone a lot smaller. And if you need a fucking, you know, like a fluffy Santa decoration from last year, send the child in. Don't be sending me in, like, fucking get my arse stuck in the door. What's up, guys? Just take a quick pause in the podcast to mention our wonderful sponsors, the Calm app, the lovely people at calm.com. Do you get into bed and start checking all your social media apps and all of a sudden 45 minutes has passed? If you're a nighttime doom scroller, let Calm help you form new, healthy bedtime habits. I mean, it says there 45 minutes. I've done a lot longer than 45 minutes. You know, I've went on absolute wormholes, you know, on the social media apps and found myself 2 hours deep. You know, some conspiracy loophole or wormhole. I don't know. What is Calm, my dudes? Calm is the number one app for sleep and meditation, giving you the power to calm your mind and change your life. Calm recognizes that everyone faces unique challenges in their daily lives. The mental health needs differ from person to person, and the time for meditation may vary. And since self-practices are so deeply personal, Calm strives to provide content that caters for your preferences and needs. It is great, guys. It's got everything on there. Meditations, focuses on anxiety and stress, relaxation and focus to building habits and taking care of your physical well-being. It's unbelievable, guys. You can meditate. You can ground yourself. There are sleep stories that you can put on that help you drift off to sleep. Breathing exercises, little tools in there just even for breathing. You know, it's just a quick, you know, stop and take a few deep breaths. And they've got the little timer that times your breaths and stuff like that. Very handy. Very good. They even have expert-led talks on topics such as tips for overcoming stress and anxiety, handling grief and improving self-esteem, caring for relationships, and more. The Calm app puts the tools you need to feel better in your back pocket. If you go to calm.com/banter, you'll get a special offer of 40% off a Calm premium subscription. And there's new content added every week. Stress less, sleep more, and live better with Calm. 40% off, my guys. Very substantial. For listeners of the show, Calm is offering an exclusive offer of 40% off a Calm premium subscription at calm.com/banter. That's calm.com/banter for 40% off and unlimited access to Calm's entire library. That's calm.com/banter. Now back to the podcast. Just a lot of that. And then, the in-laws have started a cafe. It's lovely. And they're like, oh, what are you at next weekend? We've got a Christmas fair. And I'm like, no, let me stop you there. I don't have another job now because you've started a business. My job is to come in here regularly and buy 15 flat whites. I will not do a shift in here ever. Sort your fucking life out. But that's it. I've got a new favorite show. Love on the Spectrum. Have you seen it? Parts of it, man. Fucking 10 out of 10. Was the original one like Australian?
I didn't
see
that. I didn't know there was an original one.
I think the original one might have been Australian, and then they made an American one after, if I'm not mistaken. Okay. I mean, not going to lie to you, put it on for the laugh. Half an episode in, I was like, these are my people. I was like, I fucking love this. 15 minutes in, I was like, bro, I've got Asperger's. My ass. By the way, is it Asperger's or is it like Asperger's?
Asperger's.
Yeah. Not Asperger's.
That sounds worse.
Huh?
That sounds worse.
Asperger's? Purge that ass. Purge my ass a few times. There's one dude on it. I forget his name. Let me get a name on this motherfucker. Love on the Spectrum reality show. Let me see. Images. There's one dude. Have you seen the guy with like blonde curly hair?
I think that's the one I
see clips of. Man, that guy's the fucking man, I'm telling you. Is you know, Asperger's, I mean, I'm probably going to get shit for this because I'm so ignorant to it. It feels like if you just acted the way you wanted to act, people would tell you you've got Asperger's.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? That's kind of what this guy was like. He was like a bit flustered. What the fuck's his name? How long? Oh, give me the dude's name. My man with the blonde hair. Oh, come on, bro. What's his name? Images. Love on the Spectrum. Let me see. Season one. Why not? Let's go season one. There's my man there. James. Shout out to James. There he is. Looking like an angry fucking maths teacher. Yeah, I feel like, you know, obviously things are a spectrum. It's a, you know, there's different varieties of everything, you know? But this, if I just acted the way I wanted to act, I would be James. I'm telling you. I would just be, like, there's one bit where he was, like, flustered, and he was like, and he's breathing like Eminem doing a freestyle. He's like, I've lost my card. I've lost my bank card. And he's, I'm going to have to go on a date. And he kept just making this noise. Like, and he was running around the house, and the mob was trying to talk to him, and he was like, like, it was like he couldn't stop for a second to listen to her speak. And he was going, and she's like, stop staring at your watch. And he's like, just fucking wrap it up, woman. I was like, bro, I've got Asperger's. I like, again, you know, it's like Maureen springing the fucking Christmas stuff on me. I was just like, why would you do this to me today? Or she'll, you know, you're fucking, you know, you're clearly getting ready and packing up your bag to leave to, you know, go to work, even though it's this. And she'll be like, I was just thinking, should we get the tiles, blah, 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 you know, for this kitchen? And I'm like, just can we book it in or something? Just not, why now? Does it have to be now? God. But it's a great show. It's a great show. I was watching it and I was like, man, the human mind is fascinating, you know, that you can just have wee tweaks here and there, and that means you're, you know, you're on the spectrum, you've got some sort of special needs, and it can be anything. It could be, you could be like, oh, I've got a, you know, predisposition for fucking alcoholism or a fucking, or phobias or something, or, you know, an actual condition like these ones here. But, you know, it's all good. One girl there, you know, she's living with a family, obsessed with Lion King. They got two fucking, just, they got two like older gentlemen who live next door, a gay couple. And I was like, man, I'd love just a couple of elderly queens living next door to me. That'd be fucking great. You know, she walks out in the garden. He's like, hey, has to go in. He's like barbecuing with a big fat glass of white wine. I was like, fucking, that'd be unbelievable. Two retired gay dudes living beside you. I would absolutely love that. Hey, sweetie, today we're doing hot dogs. And you're like, fucking yes. Fuck yeah. That'd be absolute life goals. So any older gay couples want to live next door to me and just have, you know, spritzers as soon as the sun comes out? Fucking, I'm all for it. There was a fun bit where there's like one girl who, she was like an animator. Did you see her? I think she was saying she was like half Mexican, half, you know, Asian or something. And she was mad into like Pokemon and did her own animation and shit like that there. I bet you there's some fucking nerds out there who are like, man, that's my ideal girl. It's my ideal girl there. Autistic and into animations. All over it. But she goes on a date with this guy, and I'm not too sure what sort of conditions he had, but he felt like a ringer. You know, it was like doing the old Larry David at the TV. What's all wrong with you, lad? You know? But he was on the date, and they were, you know, it is, so some of these conditions are great, because they will just be like, I'm having a great time, I'm very attracted to you. And then just stare around the restaurant, you know? The guy was like seconds away from being like, very excited about how this date's going. Absolutely erect. Do you like chicken? Chicken's my favorite, you know? Like, it's fucking great. There's one bit where she, like, he was like, do you mind if I read a poem? Reads a poem to her. And he was like, you know, I think you're very attractive. And she was like, yes, you're very handsome too. I love you. Right? And the guy went, can you excuse me for a minute? And he got up and walked away. Because it was probably just overwhelming. And then he came back like, Sorry, I was bricked up there. What's your favorite animal? Fuck, class. And then the other girl, she went on a date to the zoo, and the two of them are obsessed with animals. And they're like, hello, nice to meet you. Hello, I'm fucking whatever. What's your favorite animal? African lion. She's like, mine too. Fuck yeah. People could learn a thing or two about how to date. You know, people are all like, you know, what's your fucking life goals? And you have planned to have children? Oh, fuck that. Just walk straight into a date and be like, what's your favorite animal? Hmm? Aye. And imagine they just give you the wrong answer. What's your favorite animal? Monkeys? Nah. See you later. And there was actually our boy James, there was a bit where it's so funny because, you know, I think he's from Boston and they go into the house and he lives with the parents. And they're sort of elderly. And they've got the way they've got their house is just so like 70s, 80s America where everything's knotty pine and like, you know, little plates mounted on the wall. And I was like, I've been on interior pages on Instagram where people are trying to get that. People are trying to get that look now, but they just paint the wall sage green and then. But they go into this guy's bedroom anyway, and he's like, here are my collections of monster stamps, and here's my collection of stamps with World War II planes, and literally doing that freestyle breathing. And then at one point he goes, here's a taxidermied head of a crocodile, and then here, he had like two swords on the wall, and he goes, I got two swords on the wall, and this one is just for show, this is a katana, and this one would not be ready for warfare. And then above it he goes, but this is a Viking longsword, and it is forged from steel, and it is ready for warfare. And I was like, man, I'd have time for that. If this guy was like, do you want to take a look around my room? I'd be like, fuck yeah. And in fact, you know, having been in Mickey Bartlett's room before, similar. Go to Mickey Bartlett's room, you're like, you know, first of all, walking on a carpet of, you know, semen jizzed pants, but then a lot, like a, you know, a disconcerting amount of ninja weapons for a grown man. You walk in there like, Mick, why do you need so many katana? And he's like, you never know, we do live in Oregon. I'm like, there isn't room to swing a katana in this room. You swing it behind your shoulder, you've just cut the curtains in half. Listen, lad, you fucking, I'm telling you, buddy, you never know when you need a throwing star. Someone comes in the house. But all in all, great show. Loved it. That's going to be my new thing. It also made, you know, when you see shows like, you know, Showcase and stuff like this, did he get married? Did our boy James get married? Or did he just take the woman to one of these medieval fair type things? Look at that. Look at that. Killing it. And the dude was all about the hair, you know. The dad said, he's like, I offered James $500 to get his hair cut one time. He turned it down. He's like, Daddy, it's very sexy. It's very sexy hair. Okay, oh God, what time is it? But then before his date, he went and got the highlights done and all. It's great. You gotta watch episode, it must be like episode one or two, where he goes to the hairdressers and the guy doing the hair looks like a character I would have done in a video. Big glasses, sort of girl's haircut, large floaty moo-moo, and then just covered in like jewelry. Like, oh my God, you're going on a day, fantastic. The show, it's incredible. It's the best thing I've seen. It's the best show I've seen recently, but it's great. But you do watch it and you're like, okay, they're talking to people with these various conditions, and then it made me think how many of my friends definitely have something going on the spectrum, the speckies, can we call them that? I think I'm a specky. I have something. I have whatever makes you look at the clock, the watch, and go, don't want this now. Whatever that one is, got a bit of it. The questioning thing, Aaron McCann all over. Just, you know what I'm saying? Out of nowhere, fucking just out of left field, random quiz that he gives you. It wouldn't be, you know, he'd be sitting in your car vaping. Ballpark, I don't think he understands the meaning of the term ballpark. You know, he'd just be, Because people would say, like, you know, what is the term? Give me a ballpark figure of how many times a day you'd have a shit. Yeah, ballpark. He'd just be like, what's the weather like today? Ballpark, cold. Ballpark, raining. But here, what can you do? Oh, shit. But oh, yeah, he is. He's got the fucking, he's got the specky questions all over, like. Just out of nowhere. What would be the top five places to get a sandwich in Botanic Ballpark, in your opinion? You're like, why are you asking me that right now? You know, just fucking, what, the Queens of Stone Age thing on the bomb squad? You know, he's just like, what's your top five Queens of Stone Age albums? Just out of nowhere. You're like, we're not even talking about that. But anyway, it is a spectrum. I think everyone's on the spectrum to a certain extent, aren't they? I'd say. What does the spectrum include? Is it the autism spectrum?
I'd say like ADHD and everything's
on the spectrum.
ADHD, anxiety? Yeah.
Yeah, everyone's on that spectrum, man. Everyone's specky. But yeah, fantastic show. I'll be honest, you know, it's great when you hear, you know, you see the people's families and you see the environment they're in, you see their friends and they're chatting away. The first episode when they start to go on dates is a bit like, oh God, you know, it is a bit watch it from behind the sofa type thing. You're like, oh God, someone say something. But then you watch first dates where people are seemingly, you know, quote unquote normal. And they will just sit there and be like, yeah, your hair looks nice. Just so awkward on a fucking date. Here's what will get you through first dates. Just be all about the food, I think. Oh, you look lovely. Where are you from, Manchester? Who gives a fuck? Listen, what are we getting here? Are we going mad? Are you trying to be all fucking ladylike and, you know, just trying not to... Or are we getting wings? Make a real fucking mess of this shit. Dirty bitch. But yeah, best show. Best show on TV. Can I show you something? This is just a little fun thing that I found. I don't know if I sent you this already. I'll send you the picture to throw up on the video podcast. Who the fuck is that guy? And how's it not me? It's crazy, isn't it? He's a comedian. Steve Fury. And he doesn't really look like that. You know, he has his hair and whatever. But I opened the phone and this guy's like wearing a cap and glasses with a bit of stubble. And I went, I literally did a double take on it, thinking it was me. I went like, what the fuck? Crazy. Can't have two of us out there doing dick jokes looking exactly the fucking same. How dare you? Before we hit some questions here, I also saved a couple of memes here. Saved this thing, made me sad. It just said, life of an artist, birth, and then it says, gifted kid. And then there's a whole section in the middle that says, endless burnout. And then at the end it says, old weirdo with a home studio. I was like, man, don't fucking... That's a little bit too real, okay? Don't be hitting me with that shit. That literally might be me. Reasonably talented as a young person, trying to figure it out for 25 years, and then you're just going to be an old guy doing a podcast to three people. I've been at this for a long time now. But anyway, we missed out doing our Patreon questions last week, so we'll take a few of them. Of these motherfuckers this week. Let me see. Have you heard AI Homer singing Irish songs? I mean, yeah. But we'll give it a go anyway. Have you heard any of those AI things that are actually good?
The Sinatra ones are great.
What's he singing?
They'll do like an Eminem cover or something.
What the hell's this?
need a little sausage. I have a lovely little sausage. Would you like to buy a sausage from me, little chipper man? I got the rough with you, old bub, and off I did go. Sure, I bought the little chipper bun in the county of Mayo. It just to be a bread bun of more.
See, to be honest, I don't know if you need AI to do that. I don't know if you need to waste the computer's time by making Homer sing a song called Chipper Van. Here's Back Home in Derry. Sound isn't available. Oh, the internet can't handle it. The internet can't handle the heat. That's fucking... that is fucking... yeah, I mean, anyone can do it. Like a sort of Homer impression. You don't need to fucking... AI could be doing anything else. Oh, Jesus. Why do you do this to me, guys? Why do you do this to me?
Oh.
People send me, like, someone sent me a video of these little dwarf fellas fighting. Now I have to watch that and react to that like a normal human.
What do you mean? What? We saw you build a ramp.
And here's what I will say. You can't see that. The young black lad there. Jacked. Jack, I mean, what are they? My God. God damn. Oh my God. You see, guys, on Patreon, you know. If you're listening to this going, this, you know, this podcast is taking a dark turn, it's your fault. Why would you send me that? Two little people fighting? And I say two little people, like, you know, the sort of Hispanic guy has, whatever that condition is, where he has absolutely perfect upper body, small legs. And the African-American gentleman just looks like you've crushed all the body down into the tiny body. So he's, you know, and they're both, you know, roughly the same height, but the other guy has regular upper body, so it's just, he's just bashing them all over the place here.
Oh,
not only am I taking a go at the spectrum, the speckies, now you're making me comment on these little people fighting.
What do you mean?
I mean, it's all fake, like, you know, pretend like I'm concerned. The second we stop recording, I'm watching 45 minutes of this. Fighting Lab Global. I'll watch it all. I mean, see, to be honest, see, when you've got wee tiny legs, it's not really a boxing match. It's more of just a shoving contest because the balance isn't amazing. How does it finish up? I mean, this guy's full size 12 feet. I don't know. They're still going. Oh, they're still going. Oh, it's just sad now. But... here's what I will say. Both better cardio than me and Mickey. Displayed the other day. These guys got through a full fight there. Me and Mickey couldn't get through one round. Oh, Jesus. Callum Scullion, what's the cure for a hangover? My mate wants to know. Personally, I've never had one. How often do we get asked that? The cure for a hangover is don't fucking do it in the first place. Unfortunately. There literally... there sort of is no cure. Because what you're feeling is like withdrawal. Like the hydration part of it, you know, people are like, oh, I'm dehydrated. You can fix that and, you know, pretty quickly. You know, get a Lucozade, have 7 liters of water, 2 paracetamol. But yeah, unfortunately, the answer is drinking again. It's the only thing kind of works because your body's going like, oh man, need more booze in my system. But anytime I've had a real fucking stinker of a hangover, and tried to drink the next day, I end up drinking loads just to feel normal again. Like you're never getting hammered. You're just drinking and drinking until at one point that one particular drink will just make you go, oh God, I don't feel like fucking there's wasps in my veins anymore. I feel all right now. And then you're just kind of buzzed and you try and go to sleep and don't work. Sure, what can you do? Here's a fat guy doing parkour.
He's on TV one day.
He's really having it in for me today.
Contest, and thought, that's something I think I could get into. Not only is it, I mean, just completely badass, but it's also really good exercise. I go to a lot of public parks to perform my parkour, so much so that people are starting to kind of recognize me, and I think I overheard somebody one time call me the freestyle ninja. There's not a lot of parkour obstacles that I won't at least attempt.
I think I can make it, Brian. I'm not drunk. I had four...
I mean, I see what they've done here. They've made a joke about a big fat guy doing parkour. There's a few things like parkour. Skateboarding's one of them. Playing the violin's one of them. Where if it's not done at a high end, it's just shite. Do you know what I mean? There's a lot of things like that. It's like if you see a skateboarder and he's not absolutely just ripping it up in a skate park, if he's just fucking about trying to kick flip, you know, fluffing it, you just go, what the fuck are you doing, man? You have to have already put in the work when you're like a young teenager. Get a decade under your belt. You can handle yourself on a skateboard. But see if you're just like fucking about it, you're like, what the hell are you doing? Parkour's the same. You know, someone's got a fucking GoPro in their head and they're running across and up and climbing up fucking things and running across the top of buildings, jumping all over the place. Kind of cool. But if you're just like 31 and you go, I'm going to get into parkour. I'm going to get into parkour. Like, what do? You practice in private? You know, it's before you hit the streets. I don't know. It's like so embarrassing. It is just running about, isn't it? Just... You did it when you were younger? Aye, of course you did. Oh, is there? On YouTube? Do parkour people have a name? You know, do they give... Huh? Tracers? For loser? French for unemployed. But do they give themselves like graffiti, you know, like a graffiti artist would give themselves a name? Did you have a parkour name?
No.
What sort of names are people dishing about?
I know there's someone called Airborne.
Airborne? Makes sense. That is embarrassing.
His name's Gary.
Yeah. My name's Gary Airborne Smith. Don't leave me around the bollard. I'm telling you. Don't bring me in public. I'll be carving that shit up. I just don't know how it fits into, like, you know, if you were like, even if you're really good at it and like professional and you have anything resembling a normal life, you know, you drop the kids off to school. Your wife's like, are you busy this morning? I was gonna fucking head into town here. Oh, you driving or you getting the bus? Nah, man, I'm just gonna bounce along a load of walls till I got there. Just gonna squeeze in a quick parkour for dinner here. What do you reckon? You know, is it like surfers when they have to check the surf? The boys like look out the window, like light frost the day. But it's called off. Parkour's called off unless I get the studded shoes on and the gloves. I mean, it's funny because I've seen videos where guys they're like standing on the edge of a building and they just very casually jump onto a lamppost and slide down. That's new, is it? Yeah, I've seen some of those and I'm like, it looks quite cool. But like, imagine, you know, you're just heading out with the boys for a parkour on a Sunday afternoon and you're like, oh, fucking Brian, man. Just thought he'd step off a building on their lamppost. How'd that go? Not well. Not well. He hurt himself? Dead. He's dead. He missed it. And yeah, we're basically just standing outside of Burger King watching him hit the floor. I mean, there are a few extreme sports where, you know, you play the fucking music over the top, the montage, it's really badass. But then there is also a video of these boys base jumping off a cliff and the guy just jumps and nothing, the parachute doesn't come out and he just goes onto the beach. And you're like, how silent and fucking, like, just stomach churning is that? Woo! Fucking yeah! Sponsored by Red Bull. No, just like people walking their dog on the beach now. You just hear him jump. Hey! Ah, fuck. I wonder if they're at the top going like, David, are you still going to go? I probably won't. Yeah. If he was the first guy to jump, everyone's definitely just like, we'll just get back in the van, will we? Head on home. Well, we're going to have to get him now. Well, I think, well, the sea's got him, really, to be honest, you know. What's worse, if he's the first guy to jump, dies, or everyone else went, and you're the last guy, and then he's like, yeah, fucking right, what a day for it. Everyone on the beach just watching him. It's all fun and games till it's not, you know, is what I've always said. Man, that is fucking brutal. Let me see. When's Rory Woods coming on the pod again? Hilarious man, and hilarious man, and the chemistry between you is brilliant. People are using the word chemistry a lot for people just being actually mates, you know. But we're done with guests.
Up the rock.
Fuck it. No more guests. Doing it by myself. The way we've always done it. Andy Aston, as a pair of travellers, not Jippo. Oh, hey, Andy! Between the speckies and the little people. Now the parkour community's going to come after me. The tracers. Man, it's actually a serious discipline. The beatboxers will be after me. Everyone will be after me. What do you think of the Christmas market racket in Belfast and in the UK? I mean, it's one of them things, isn't it? You don't want to be a total Grinch about it and be like, it's fucking shit. It's something for people to do. It's good for the local businesses. They come in, you know, you get a fucking Dutch pancake, which they're starting to do here at the in-laws cafe. Dutch pancakes are fucking legit. And the real Dutch way, make the pancakes, cover it in icing sugar, and then put lumps of butter on it, which doesn't particularly look nice, but see when the butter melts into the other stuff, fucking unbelievable. And but it's one of them things. It's something for people to do, isn't it? You know, you take your girlfriend, you know, you take your family, you take the lads to go for a strawberry fucking ale, and everyone sits in the freezing cold pretending that it's nice. Man, I love a strawberry lager. Blech. Trying to hold it down. You know, I did have, you know, not to get too graphic, I did have some of the worst shits I've ever had after one of those long German sausages. Terrible. I mean, absolute gravy shotgun out of my hole the next day. But you don't know, you know what I mean? Like, you go, you know, she's throwing those big cocks of sausages on the fucking grill. You know, she's turning them over, she's whatever. There's one of those ones that she might miss, and it just sits there, just cooking in its own juice for fucking 8 hours straight. And then you're like, man, give us the big cock of sausage. Bit of mustard. And then, you know, you don't know. You just don't know. You don't know what the health and safety is. Although I did get a coconut. Is it a macaroon? Is that what they call them? Coconut? I don't know. It was like toasted coconut. And it was just coconut, but they like pack it in a wee mold and then bake it. Absolutely fucking unbelievable. I remember being there with Eddie in a pram. And I got two of them. And she goes, do you want them warm or cold? And I was like, don't know, warm maybe? And she goes, how many are you going to eat right now? And I was like, one. And she's like, I'll heat two of them and you can have the other ones cold. You can heat them up later. And I went, great idea. And then I took it out of the packet and I bit it. And I was like, oh my fucking God. And there was just a random fella standing in the thing next to me, like staring at me. And I like looked at him and he went, it's good, isn't it? It's good. I was like, yeah. Are you going to keep looking at me while I eat the rest of this? Oh. But it was good. But yeah, I did get the shits from the sausage. But it is hectic. Like, you get yourself the whole way into town and then, you know, bunch yourself up beside other people and walk in a circle and be like, do you want to go now? Is there anything else to do here? Not really. Unless you want to get a blacksmith to make you your name out of fucking nails or something. It's always shit like that, isn't it? It's always some craft that's like safe for the environment. We take all of the plastic straws out of the noses of turtles and make bum bags. So if you'd like a turtle nose straw bum bag, it's only 85 quid. If you want that, write your name on it. What do you think? We've taken all the aluminium bottle caps from bars and made chainmail jackets. Do you want one? And you can tell it's authentic because I have a little speaker here and it's playing panpipe music, so you know it's good for the environment. You know. Do you want me to cut the end off a fork? A stainless steel fork that I found from the 60s and bend it in a circle and you can wear it as a thumb ring? 150 quid. What a shite. That's my dream. Just have a business that's just taking shite and then charging loads of money for it. Great. Fucking unbelievable. We've taken all of the sea litter from the Philippines and melted it down to make friendship bracelets. And this woman is vaguely Asian, so you know it's legit. Do you want a German sausage served to you by a guy with the thickest Northern Irish accent? It's a fucking Frankfurter, mate. I take this German culture all around the world. Get it into you. It's only a bit of diarrhea, for fuck's sake. What do I think of it? Oh, it's great. It's just something to do, yeah. It's just something to do. Get down to that bar. I know Lavery's run the bar in there. Support local. Have either of you, who's either of us, had any weird fan experiences? People asking you weird shit or anything? I had a pick with Colin on Thursday and I walked away thinking, oh God, I probably looked mental, but I was just buzzing. Love the pod, it keeps me sane, but always makes me look insane, ugly, crying and laughing in public. Thanks, Charlotte. Any weird fan experience? I mean, yeah, probably nothing that you haven't already heard me talk about before. There was the infamous one time after Lavery's, we went to Frango's. I don't even know if it's still there, but you know, we're all just sitting there having a laugh, and then a guy came up to me and he was like, "Colin, it was a pleasure to watch you eat." And then he shook my hand and he walked away, and I was like, "Did I just get me too'd? Is that legal? It's been a pleasure to watch you eat." Fan experiences. Not really. There's always, I mean, like, ran into some young lads the other night outside the Limelight, and the guy was like, "Oh, there's Colin Geddes. Can I get a photo?" And then I was like, "Aye, sure." And then he goes, "Hold on, there, FaceTime my brother." And I went, "Nah, don't." And I was just like, "Nah, don't bother. Don't bother. No point. What am I going to say to him?" And it's always something like, "Here, I'm on the FaceTime to my brother." And then I'll be like, "Tell him he's a fucking spastic." And you're like, fucking, "All right, mate, your brother here has wanted me to say to you, you're a spastic. All right, anyway, take care." A lot of that shit. But anyway, no, it's all good anyway. It's all good. Just be fucking normal, you know? Don't be one of these guys going, "Let me get a photo," trying to act hard. "Let me get a photo with you, you big fucking baldy cunt." And then physically shaking as he stands beside me. Grow up, like. Photos, hilarious. Not for the pod, boys. What is it? Where are you getting your edibles? Because as someone who lives with the old spina bifida, I don't know why I laughed at that. Sorry, Andy. Chronic pain. I tell you why I laughed, because if you watch Talladega Nights, and what the guy's like, support my charity, anal bifida. One of the bifidas. Just makes me laugh. Chronic pain. I've bought some shite stuff over the years, so any help would be gratefully appreciated. Listen, what a weird, strange question to end on. But listen, there is a comedian on the NI scene, and I'm not going to say his name, but the guy, he is the Snoop Dogg of Tyrone. And like, anything that guy gets you, and he's not a dealer, he's just an enthusiast, but he never bought anything off him in my life. But he will give you stuff, and he'll claim that it does nothing to him, and it'll put you in a fucking psychiatric ward. You know, it's like, I don't know. But the edible thing, have you ever had an edible? You're a big weed guy? I just don't, there's something about smoking joints where you're like, okay, this is fairly immediate. I can sort of, even if you smoke too much, you can sort of like ride it out in a relatively quick time. Those edibles are like, I'd hate to take one and then, 20 minutes later you go, man, I feel very fucking strange. And then like the panic of going, how much further is this going to go? If you're already like, oh man, the walls are closing in on me here. But you're only in second gear, and then it's like, just keeps going up and you're just like, ugh. So I don't know. But I don't know. You need to get in touch with someone who's on the dark web. That's what you need. Get a friend who's on the dark web and they'll hook you up with some fucking, some of that palliative care weed where it's just like, yeah, we're gonna as comfortably as we can see you out of this world. And you're just like, ah. But then, if you're in chronic pain, sometimes certain types of weed almost accentuate whatever you're feeling at the time. That can happen too. People are like, man, I feel like anxious. I'm gonna smoke weed. Worse. I can't sleep. Not smoke weed. Up all fucking night. Thinking the walls are talking to you. I think I hurt my knee pretty bad playing rugby one time, and all the lads were heading out and everything, and I was like, I just need to go and lie down in bed. And fair play, two of the lads came round, they were like, fuck, that's a shame and all, here's a wee can of beer and smoke this. And I smoked the weed and it was like literally, like the rest of my body relaxed and the knee just felt like it went like you could hear it going like wow, 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 just with the swelling. So it actually made me almost like focus on it more. So I don't know. It depends what you're into. Have you tried fentanyl? Because it seems pretty effective. You know what I mean? Get it into you. That was it. That was the end of the questions. Cheers down the ass. I hope you get a sword out of there, Bifida. But yeah. Oh shit, a load more comments. There's loads of shit here. Oh, there's too many. There's too many. We'll get a look at that in the old Patreon. But that'll do us for this week, folks. Cheers for listening. Get yourself over to patreon.com/genderbattlepodcast. I'm urging people, whether you want to sign up and pay for more podcasts or not, get over there and sign up. And I'll be posting pretty much everything I put out on Patreon, unless it's a Patreon exclusive. You'll see the feed, it'll be like, here's an announcement, here's this, here's a vlog, here's a podcast. It might be behind a paywall. If you want to fucking join up and get yourself some bonus podcasts, absolutely do. But I genuinely think the way fucking algorithms and the internet's going, if you want to see stuff that I'm putting out, get over there, because it's basically like a mailing list. I'll upload a vlog or something and you go, boom, I've got a notification, he's put it up. And then, absolutely just pay for podcasts. What are you fucking playing on? Are you mental? Jesus Christ. So that's it. We've got a couple of gigs coming up over Christmas. I'm doing my special recording on the 19th. Get a ticket for that. 28th, 29th is already sold out for the special recordings. Mickey Bartlett is recording a special at Lavery's Comedy Club on the 8th of December. So get your tickets for that too. That will no doubt be fucking class. Anything else to plug? I don't know. We do have hoodies available, a collaboration with Vigilantics, which is vigilanticsapparel.com. You can get the Dead On Mafia hoodie. Pretty goddamn swag. I won't be putting the ad on this podcast, seeing that it got an immediate copyright strike because of the music last time. Not my fault, you know what I mean? What can you do? But that's it. Take care of yourselves. fucking good luck and fuck yous. What button have we got? Nope, that's the intro.
Will you fuck up too?
We'll see yous next week. Take it easy.